relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, friends, to America First with me, the former strategist of the president, Sebastian Gorka, author of Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies, and very excited. We finalized it. The new book is ready. It's going to the printers on Friday. It is called The War for America's Soul, and you can order it right now at Amazon, The War for America's Soul. So much to discuss with special guests Steve Cortez, Mercedes Schlapp, Hugh Hewitt, and Colin Dweck here, and your calls, 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. Universal has cancelled the release of the film The Hunt. Please note, my friends, what actually happened. The film may still come out, but they're just cancelling the release on September 23rd. Oh, I wonder why. Could it be because making a film about killing people because they voted for Donald Trump after El Paso, after Dayton, is ill-advised, even from a coterie of individuals as left-wing as Hollywood? Let's look at perhaps another reason. What did the Dayton shooter believe? Incredible story from the Daily Mail. A friend of the Dayton killer has notebooks which the Dayton killer scribbled in. They were his, and over a period of weeks and months, this friend of the Dayton murderer had the murderer write things in his notebook, such as rambling 2 years ago about Hail Lucifer, drawing the satanic pentagram, multiple references to death and murder. The killer, Connor Betts, called himself, quote, evil incarnate, and wrote about schizophrenia, satanic rituals, and massacres, with a delightful sentence in which he said, I am the serpent. I am the servant of the serpent, evil incarnate, flesh consumer, light destroyer, fueled by hate, rage my strength, distrust my shield. That's 2 years before he murdered all those people, including his sister. So again, where's the legislation that's going to stop that, my friends? When you have clear signals as patently obvious that this person intends to do damage, is not well, or is in fact evil, then there are no excuses. There are simply people who should have stepped up and done something, but didn't. At the beginning of the last hour, I dedicated my monologue to what you need to know about Jeffrey Epstein, his rather peculiar career in finance, including working for something that eventually turned out to be a Ponzi scheme and which collapsed. I stopped, because I ran out of time, listing his associates, the people who he was close to, the people who he traveled with on his private jet, which is known as the Lolita Express. Let's continue that list of who you need to know is associated with the man who apparently committed suicide sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning when his body was found at 6 a.m. in the municipal corrections facility that Attorney General Barr is investigating right now. So his closest friends and associates include former President Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew of England, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Why am I not surprised? Former Senate Majority Leader, Democrat George Mitchell of Maine, and famous lawyer Alan Dershowitz. He also was seen frequently at social events with individuals to include George Stephanopoulos, Katie Couric, and Woody Allen. Again, not a surprise. It is true that he was formerly a friend of Donald Trump's before he became president. Until Donald Trump banned Joseph Epstein from his private club, Mar-a-Lago, 12 years ago. Why? Because of a report from one of his staff that he had tried to molest the underage daughter of somebody who was in the club. I'm not surprised either, but for the opposite reasons. Joseph Epstein, last couple of things you need to know, visited the White House during Bill Clinton's tenure as president at least four times, attended numerous Clinton fundraisers, and Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express, at least 24 times to at least a dozen international destinations, at least five of which trips did not include the former president's Secret Service detail, where he requested that they stand down and not accompany him. Now he's dead. Now, what are the options? Let's forget the conspiracy theories and look at it logically, apply Occam's razor, and look at the facts that we know are incontrovertible. Joseph Epstein was a pedophile. He'd be convicted of it. He got a sweetheart deal, but he was convicted of it. In the recent raid, they found thousands and thousands and thousands of photographs of illegal things involving young women, young girls in his New York apartment. So he was guilty. It's clear he killed himself, not because he was a man wrongly accused, but because this time they had the goods and there was no one, not in Attorney General Barr's Justice Department and not in Donald Trump's administration. Remember, Donald Trump kicked him out of his club for what he did to a young girl. Nobody was going to give him a sweetheart deal, so he was going down. Which means what? It means that we know that others are implicated. We know from just what I've already told you, what Attorney General Barr said today in his press conference, that the investigation doesn't end with his death. It continues. And the biggest so what of this all is what it says and the light it shines on the quote-unquote elite. This isn't some prison warden somewhere abusing his power. This isn't somebody in a juvenile facility abusing the children. This is a member of the financial elite who hangs out with politicians, Hollywood moguls, members of royal families. This cannot be disconnected. And this is the point of our latest piece at SebGorka.com. Joseph Epstein's death cannot be separated from the Trump effect, from Brexit, from the elections in countries as diverse as Brazil and Australia. The elite is in trouble big time. And Joseph Epstein could be the key that unlocks the safe deposit box to us taking down the elite, because we have an attorney general who will get to the bottom of it. We have a president who will brook no favors. Why? Because nobody owes him. Nobody owns the president. And that's why he's a threat to all of Joseph Epstein's buddies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Follow us. I'm on Twitter at Seb Gorka. The podcast is free. Go to iTunes, look for America First, and YouTube under my name.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I sleep on his incredible pillows, and I've never slept so well. Now you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code Gorka, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468 for these great radio specials.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Thank you, everybody, for making the transition. You are following us on YouTube as we broadcast live on video, not just on radio across the nation on more than 300 stations and affiliates. In the last week, my guys just told me, we had 1.1 million views on YouTube. That's nuts, guys. Thank you. We're going to talk to somebody who's made a video that's got even more views than that. Well, of course, they did, because it's a PragerU video. But before we get to our next guest, I also must be grateful to you who have supported our Food for the Poor campaign, which is rushing urgently needed food and water and emergency supplies to thousands of children from Venezuela who are stuck in Colombia with their families right now. Listen to Executive Director Angel Aloma of Food for the Poor with regards to the economic collapse that is driving these dire circumstances.
Venezuela is so horrible that a dozen eggs costs a month's salary. We have sent 450,000 meals already. And these are not just regular like rice and beans. These are meals that contain dehydrated soy protein, dehydrated vegetables, minerals and vitamins. So they really are good for kids who are undernourished. And we are feeding thousands of people every single day.
Think of that. Feeding thousands, helping those most in need. Would you be a part of that, please? If you can be, if you can support with the smallest donation, $100 provides food for 2,500 children who are now in jeopardy. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and just click on the Crisis in Latin America banner to help those people so that they stay there. They are comforted, they get what they need, and hopefully can return to their homes. Or call 855-330-4673. That number again, please write it down, 855-330-4673, or go to my website, sebgorka.com, and the Crisis in Latin America banner. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by Food for the Poor. Our next guest made a video, I think, just a week ago, which has had 4.7 million views. 4.7 million views. His name is Steve Cortez. He's somebody that my producer, Mr. G, has wanted us to have on the show for a long time, but I have to first take him to task. Mr. Cortez, are you there?
I am, yes. Thank you for having me, Sebastian.
Absolutely. We're very excited. But, Steve, Mr. Cortez, you got to do something about your bio on Twitter. He goes by Cortez Steve. It's C-O-R-T-E-S, and he says, "This it's a very simple bio. All it says is, CNN political commentator, and then, okay, hold on to your chair, President Trump Hispanic Advisory Council. Dude, that's a bit schizophrenic, and it's the result you get so much grief. Everybody introduced, when people didn't know who you were, and this video went viral, people kept introducing you as CNN commentator, thinking you're a leftist. Steve, you're not a leftist, right?
Oh, gosh, quite far from. But yes, no, I do, of course, understand the duality, and I guess in a sense I'm trying to be humorous about it. But, you know, look, I am both. I am on CNN, and I will say this, unlike, say, MSNBC, I give CNN credit for having a, you know, an America First pro-Trump commentator, and I'm on in prime time almost every night. Now, I'm a very lonely voice, to be sure, but at least I am a voice of dissent advocating for our movement and for this president.
Look, God bless you. It's what our colleague Hugh Hewitt, who will be on the show later, does. He walks into the lion's den every day amongst these crazy people who really are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. But you've got to work on your branding, brother, because people think you work for CNN because you're leftist. Anyway, I'm going to stop giving you career advice because you don't need career advice. Why did you make this video about Charlottesville, and why is it so important, Steve Cortez?
Right. Well, and listen, this does harken back to CNN. So I was on CNN in the spring. I believe it was March of this year, and I was on with Erin Burnett on her show, and she made reference to the president calling Nazis very fine people. And I immediately corrected her, and I said, oh, you realize that's not true. And I think at that point, this lie, this hoax, had largely faded away, the idea that he praised neo-Nazis, that he had sympathy in any way for them. And then I said, no, that's not true. And she challenged me. She said, oh, yes, it is. She said, and I said, no, he was talking about very fine people on both sides of the monument debate. And she said, right. You just made that up. And a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, wow, you know what? This isn't dead, this hoax, this lie. I need to write about it, which I did. For I'm also a columnist for Real Clear Politics. So I wrote about it. And then very shortly after that, the whole thing really got, unfortunately, resuscitated like a zombie that won't die when Joe Biden launched his campaign on this lie, predicated his entire run for the highest office in the land on a bald-faced, easily disprovable lie that the president called Nazis very fine people. And now it has accelerated ever since, but so has our response. And so Dennis Prager, much to his credit, has been very upfront on this story, read my article, invited me to do a PragerU video.
So did you know Dennis beforehand, or this is because of your article?
Right. Reached out blindly because of the article, had me on air first to talk about it, like much as you are, and then said, let's do one of these PragerU videos because we need to fight this lie. It's pernicious. It's ugly. It's divisive. It's not true. And so we made this video. And by the way, interesting, you were talking about being on YouTube. You know, be careful and watch that because they might try to suppress your videos the way they suppressed mine.
Right.
In this case, I think it backfired because Dennis Prager then wrote a Wall Street Journal editorial, which appeared last Tuesday, on this very topic of YouTube suppression, Google YouTube's suppression of conservative voices, and used me as a prime example of it. So it gave so much publicity that I think in this case it backfired on YouTube, and we're up to almost 5 million views, and hopefully that's 5 million people now who know the truth.
Tell us about, in the 2 minutes we have with you in this segment, and you've graciously agreed to stay on for another one, what have been the negative consequences for you, Steve Cortez, of making that video?
Well, I have to tell you, unfortunately, and this is also just being on CNN, I get an enormous amount of hate. And, you know, I get it out in public, which that's kind of frightening.
Are you a Nazi, strangers. Steve Cortez?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Nazi, Steve Cortez?
No, I'm certainly not a Nazi.
But I'm sure that's an allegation that's been foisted on you for many, many people recently, right?
Unfortunately. And you know what, too? Listen, I mean, of course I blame the people who are rude enough and crazy enough to say those kinds of things to me, whether it's in person, whether it's online. But I also lay blame at the media's feet because they have created this toxic environment. They really have. Tens of millions of people, Sebastian, believe the Charlottesville lie because they don't dig into it. They're maybe not terribly political. They just hear it, you know, on the side, right? And to some degree, I don't blame people because they generally believe that media is trying to do its job and trying to do journalism. But guess what? In the Trump era, it isn't. It's all for them about advocacy, and they are the resistance. They masquerade as journalists, but they're not journalists. They are advocates for a cause, and they're willing to lie to further their cause. I think mainly because the president is doing so well that they know fully that they cannot beat him on policy and merits. There is no chance they can beat him in 2020. First, though, what do they try? This massive Russia hoax. That fell to pieces, mainly because of the Mueller testimony and a lot of other things. But what did they do? They immediately pivoted to, well, what about this other lie, that he's a racist and that the whole movement is racist?
I love your analysis, Steve Cortez. They call us racists because on the merits and the policies, they know they can't win. We're talking to Steve Cortez, the man who made PragerU's most important recent video on the Charlottesville lie. Follow him, Cortez Steve, on Twitter. I love on his Twitter, it says, location, MAGA country. This is America First, back with Steve Cortez in a moment.
Are you a a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Absolutely incredible footage coming out of Hong Kong, out of the airport there that has been closed down due to the chaos that the pro-democracy demonstrators have caused. Apparently the authorities shot one woman in the eye. They say the airport will reopen tomorrow. I'm not so sure about that. One tweet I sent out over the weekend when I saw all those protesters fighting the Chinese communist dictatorship with the stars and stripes in their hands. Those Hong Kong residents love America more than AOC, Rashida Tlaib, or Ilhan Omar ever did. that tweet was rather popular with you. Thank you for your support, my friends. If you want to support another good guy, he is my guest right now, Steve Cortez. We'll ignore the fact that he's a political commentator for CNN. He is the president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council and the man, the face of one of Dennis Prager, my good friend's most important recent PragerU videos on the Charlottesville lie. Steve, I've put that video at the top of my Twitter feed so all of our listeners and viewers can check it out after the show or in the break. Now I'd like to talk about your work for the president in the Hispanic Advisory Council. I just don't see it on the right. I don't see the politics of divisiveness. I don't see the identity politics. We have regular callers. We have black Americans who are pro the president. We have our friend Pepe who called us just today from El Paso. The president's message of make America great again, that's for all Americans, in my opinion. How do you see it as the president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council?
Right. Well, listen, 100%, of course. You know, we don't. America's not a race. I'm always saying that on CNN, right? When they'll try to say, for instance, that tough border policies are racist. No, they're pro-American, and America's not a race. We're a multicolored, wonderful democracy, and we don't care if you're brown or black or white or purple. If you're an American citizen, we want to put your interests first. And specifically regarding Hispanics, I have to tell you, you know, I think a couple things. First of all, Hispanics are not, contrary to mainstream media narrative, are not soft on illegal immigration. My own father, for instance, who was a legal immigrant, as you are, came to this country and became an incredibly patriotic American, and he despised the idea that he was sometimes lumped in with illegal immigrants. He couldn't at all fathom the idea that people could hop the line and cheat the system and on their terms decide how to become an American and disrespect this country. So I think legal immigrants, many of whom, of course, are Hispanic or, like me, children of Hispanic immigrants in this country, are not soft on illegal immigration. But then the second thing is the president has delivered for the Hispanic community in this country.
How has he delivered?
Hispanic wages, here's the main wage. Hispanic wages are growing at a far faster clip than the national average, than white wages are. It's the first time that's happened in a decade. And I think the main reason it's happening is small business is flourishing in this country. Hispanics are statistically, we are the most entrepreneurial group in America, statistically. We're about twice as likely as other Americans to start businesses. Small business has been flourishing in this country because of tax and regulatory relief, also just because of the entrepreneurial spirit that's been unleashed literally the day Donald Trump was elected. You know, I go every Saturday, I go to a boxing gym. I live in Chicago. I go to a gym that's almost entirely.
You lost you there, Steve. You there? You were lost you there. You go to a gym every Saturday. Keep going. Steve. Did somebody KO him? Steve. I didn't think he was a boxer. I'm impressed. All right, Steve's going to call back. In the meantime, we have to note it is getting to be a story that Scaramucci is no longer supporting the president. The same man who said in recent tweets, I've got to read these to you. So Anthony Scaramucci is no longer supporting the president. Did he ever support the president is my question. I have a tweet here from Anthony Scaramucci. If Hillary keeps this up, she might be back in play for 2016.
Scaramouche.
I hope she runs. She is incredibly competent. That's Anthony Scaramucci saying Hillary is incredibly competent. Here's another one. We've got, I like Hillary. Have to go with the best athlete. We need to turn this around. We have Steve Cortez back. We will continue our discussion of Anthony Scaramucci. Steve, did you get in the ring? Did somebody just knock you out? What happened there?
So what I was going to do is
we've got 30 seconds left. Steve,
okay,
hit us.
Hispanics and small business people, they almost whisper to me. They're afraid to say.
Oh, we're losing you again. We're losing you again. We're losing you again. We're losing you again. What do they say? Try it one more time. They whisper to you what, Steve Cortez? Seriously, come on, dude. CNN has hacked you. They're taking revenge. You're such a brave man going into the lion's den with CNN every day. Steve, don't do it. Don't do it. Come over to the good guys. Thank you, Steve, for fighting the good fight. Follow him, Cortez with an S, Cortez Steve on Twitter. He is the president of the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council. We'll get him back. We'll get him in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, taking your calls on 833-334-6752. Coming at you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is natural, has zero side effects, and is working right now for tens of thousands of Americans, including me. Yes, I had a lower back pain issue for 9 years. Plagued me. Nothing I did, no form of exercise, no change to my diet did a thing. I don't take painkillers as a rule if I don't have to. But then I took Relief Factor, the 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, it had resolved my issues. That 3-week quick starter is only $19.95. My back pain is gone. I have nothing, not a twinge, since I've taken Relief Factor. That could be your experience. If you suffer from daily aches and pains, why not give it a try? It's less than $20, $19.95. Surely it's worth it to you to try and find out if Relief Factor could be your answer. ReliefFactor.com. $19.95. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe, and he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to OneStockRetirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
I'm having entertainment schizophrenia. The original script reading with Sean Connery of Indiana Jones and the Holy Grail over Kojak.
I'm kind of like in two places at the same time. I'm bilocating. I'm a little confused, but that's okay. Why? Because tonight I will lay my head on the best pillow in the universe. It's made by Mike Lindell. It has a 10-year guarantee. It never gets hot, never loses its shape. It's delicious. Don't eat it, though. Buy it right now. You will get a massive discount from my friend, the biggest deal he has ever given anybody on TV or radio. Go to mypillow.com and plug in my name, G-O-R-K-A, for two of his beautiful pillows, $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Secret code G-O-R-K-A. Straight to your calls, 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to line two, James in Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Secretary Gorka. I have big respect for you, and I'm really happy you had Steve on, because I think Steve gives a balanced view. I was at Seaville. I'm going to be very frank with you.
You were at Charlottesville.
I was asked bodyguard. Okay. Yeah, I was asked bodyguard a podcaster who was scheduled, and then somebody who wasn't scheduled shows up. And I also bodyguarded the mayor of Charlottesville in Afghanistan in 2010. And that was for Democracy International. But that was before he was ever mayor. And I just went there thinking it's a free speech event. And I believe in everybody's free speech. I served in the Army as a military policeman, a Marine as a military policeman, and also as a federal cop. I've worked in Afghanistan and Iraq. In all honesty, I like freedom of speech. I don't care what speech it is. It needs to be heard, or else that's the pressure cooker valve, so it doesn't, scold everybody.
Somebody made this point to me recently. If you try, look, we hate the extremists, whether they're left-wing, right, Antifa, whether they're fascists or Nazis. But if you try and censor those, if you try and shut them down, guess what happens? They go underground. They start planning. They start plotting. You've got to beat their bad ideas in the open with better ideas. But tell us about your experience.
Exactly.
Tell us about your experience in Charlottesville, James.
Well, here's what it was. This guy who was not invited, and I will tell you his name. I'm not going to be...
No. Just go ahead. Okay. Don't use the name. Tell us your experience.
So CNN and Vice, it was Vice TV, captured me standing next to him.
Okay.
And then I get a visit by the FBI, ATF, and they're like, we don't understand this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's not really what happened. I was bodyguarding somebody else, and they put specific camera angles.
So simply because you're standing next to one of these neo-Nazis, you get a knock on the door because the media photographed you?
Yeah. And that's okay. I mean, I bought the ticket to the ride. Secretary Gorka, I really respect you a lot, but this is a truth that's been burning because of... Yeah, I got turned in by a neighbor.
All right,
yeah.
but you're okay now. You explained yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is not an issue.
This is exactly, thank you, James, for calling. This is exactly why red flag laws are so incredibly dangerous, right? Because that can happen, and what happens? You lose your Second Amendment rights. James, super important call. Let's go on exactly this issue to Rick in Los Angeles. Welcome to America First, Rick.
Yeah, hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my
call. Hey, sure.
The other day, you made a great point about the slippery slope on gun control and who gets to adjudicate what is quote-unquote sane or insane. I mean, there's a lot of loonies on the left that I might call insane. Do they not get guns? Do we put them away? Should they circulate in society? And God forbid you let the psychiatric industry decide who and who is insane.
Right.
Talk about, the fox running the hen house. No. You got to be a little bit careful about, that clarification and adjudication. Who is going to decide who's insane and sane in our society?
Yeah, so are you a fan of the red flag laws or not?
I will put it like this. If someone has a history already of violence and or, mental institutionalized or something on that order, Yeah, I would put a little bit of a red flag on that.
But how about this, Rick? How about the fact that we have a system already? It's called law enforcement. It's called psychiatric evaluation. It's called local municipalities. It's called school boards. It's called teachers. It's called, you know, principals. If the system is broken, then you don't create an extra power for somebody to take your rights away. You've got to fix the system, surely.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I wasn't really thinking of that. You just have to, it's the same old thing. It's like with immigration.
Right. Look, we put a man on the moon. We put actually 12 men on the moon. How is it that we can't create or fix a system so by somebody who's writing in his friend's school book 2 years ago, I am the servant of the devil and I want to kill as many people as possible. How come that person gets to kill his sister and 8 other people, right? The system is broke. So, Rick, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your concern because it is a real concern. Who judges, okay? If we create red flag laws, is it the neighbor who you had a boundary dispute with for the last 5 years who says, ooh, that guy's got a shotgun. I think he's dangerous. Is that what you want to happen? What about the ex-girlfriend you had? What about the person at work who doesn't like you, wants your job, wants your position, and we have, an anonymous tip line for people who have guns and need to be disarmed? No, not in America, because guess what? We have people who should be protecting us already, and they aren't. That's what we have to fix. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment on 833-334-6752. But first, a message from my friends, Douglas Howard, Dr. Howard, and Joe Piscopo. Douglas Howard has created the Balance of Nature supplement that I take. I took it before the show, my 3 little vegetable pills, my 3 little red fruit pills. This is how you get the healthy nutrients in life that you need if you have a busy set schedule and you're a meatitarian. Listen to my friend, New York radio host, actor, entertainer Joe Piscopo on what you can expect from Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Use my exclusive discount to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. I feel better already, and I haven't been taking it for that long. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order, plus an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and vegetables you purchase. This summer special will expire soon, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Discount code Gorka or call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, special code G-O-R-K-A.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I always thought Australians were rather commonsensical individuals. Maybe not in the state of Victoria. Local school authorities are teaching a course on, quote, body autonomy to young children, in which they say, if your grandma wants to kiss you on the cheek, you can refuse them because of your body autonomy and ask them if they'd like to do a fist bump instead. Not sure many grannies know what a fist bump is anyway. Insanity. It's everywhere, but not here in America First. Let's go to Frank, our old friend in Las Vegas, line one. Frank, welcome back to America First.
Jolly good show, old chap. The year was 95, 96, about just short of a year when Great Britain had turned the reins over to mainland China.
Of Hong Kong, right.
Yes.
Right.
And I had a female doctor, and she was asking me some bizarre questions about locales and things, and she was married to another doctor who was in Australia. They were researching countries they were fleeing to. And I said, wow, I mean, China's not due to come in wholeheartedly for another 8 years. Things are going to stay the same, or even a decade. I can't remember. But she said they're already pulling the great literature and books out of the libraries and the public schools. So they were already, and this is what they do. And lo and behold, Britain, mind you, Orwell's two books, Animal Farm, and 1984, two of the top 10 books ever written. London and Britain have done the same. They pulled those two books out of the libraries. And
where did that happen?
That happened about...
No, where? Where?
In Britain.
1984 is not banned in Britain.
No, I didn't say banned, but they pulled them out of the curriculums they had them taken out of the library.
That is maybe. I'm not sure they've been taken out of the libraries, though. I doubt 1984 and Animal Farm has been removed from British libraries. Frank, what's your source for that?
I picked it up when I was driving across I-80. I picked it up from the BBC, a reporter.
You should know better than to trust the BBC. That's as bad as CNN.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Thank you kindly, Frank. Thank you kindly. We're going to look into that. The things are going south in many parts of the UK, but removing George Orwell from the libraries, they haven't gone that far. Maybe they will. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you're enjoying it, don't forget I will be on Sean Hannity this evening, Fox News, 9 p.m., in the next hour, we will be joined by Mercedes Schlapp, recently of the White House, now with the Trump 2020 campaign, and my fellow host, my colleague at Salem, Hugh Hewitt, who has written an article that the left is very angry about. Don't miss a moment. Stay with us, and definitely don't you touch that dial.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grill dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, But the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.